And hi there. It is 105. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Oh, we've got our St. Elsewhere music on.
Oh, that's what that is.
And you know what that means? That means we've got Dr. Brent Riefsteck, pediatrician with Carle Physicians Foundation on the phone. How are you?
Very good. And you guys?
Good. Wonderful. Well, every week at this time, every Tuesday, just after 1 o'clock, Dr. Riefsteck gets on the phone with us and shares some very valuable tips. If you missed his tips for headaches last week, not only did he say what the triggers were, but he also pointed out or shared with us his magic remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And go to our podcast page at myconnectfm.com to get that. So what we're going to connect with you about this week, Dr. Riefsteck, is our eating habits, and that there are certain things you say that we eat that are disruptive to our body. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's something in general called obesogens, and it's something that not everybody really thinks about. Everybody has their tactics, their tricks to lose weight, the eating right and whatnot. There are things that are set out there to sabotage you, things that you don't even know about that you're putting in your body. And the one that we're talking about that is something that a lot of people don't think about is plastics. One specifically is BPA or bisphenol A. Which they had a story about, basically, that we don't think about the plastics that our food is packaged in and things even as simple as bottled water.
Okay.
And the BPA that is in foods or in plastics that our foods are packaged in, that can actually leach out into the foods in certain amounts. And BPA is a chemical, like most obesogens, that mimics the hormones in your body. So it's basically kind of short-circuiting the way your hormones function in your body and can actually sabotage your weight loss, make it more difficult for your body to use the good hormones that can help you to lose weight.
Really?
And so BPA is just one of them. And the way you figure out if your plastics have a lot of BPA in it is you flip it over, and there's always a triangle on it that nobody ever pays attention to. Inside that triangle is a number, and what you're looking for is 3 or 7. If you see the number 3 or the number 7, the plastic probably has BPA in it. The other numbers are less likely to contain BPA, but 3 or 7 are the numbers that you're looking for.
So that equals BPA.
Yes.
And so if the number is 10 or if it's 1, then it doesn't.
It doesn't, yeah. The 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, those are all good. But the 3 and the 7 is what you're looking for to try and avoid the BPA.
Oh, wow. And so, again, all you have to do is flip over your just somewhere on your plastic container, you'll see a little triangle, and you look for the number inside.
Yep. If any of you are drinking a bottle of water right now, just put the cap on, then flip it over. Look on the bottom of that triangle. Mine that I have in this case over here, they have 1s, so they're all good. But
oh, because you know this stuff.
Right.
Well, that's such an interesting tidbit. I'm never going to look. I'm always going to be looking in the plastic stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And that's the goal.
And, okay, you know, if you're refilling that, if you do have that number on there, you're still, you know, able to get some of those chemicals in your body then, huh?
Totally, yeah.
Okay.
One of the things that you also have to remember is never, ever microwave, like, a bottle of water. That warming up that plastic definitely causes you to leach that that plastic or those chemicals into whatever you're eating or drinking.
Huh. Well, and what about like recyclable plastics and things like that? You know, like our favorite Chinese restaurant has these recyclable plastic containers that the food is in,
mm-hmm.
and they're really cool little sized mm-hmm. containers. And so George and I always rewash them and then reuse them. And sometimes we'll heat things in the microwave. But I guess I've never looked at for a triangle on that. I don't know if they have triangles on those types of things.
They probably do, because most plastics have to have that.
Okay.
But the thing is just to avoid reheating in the plastics. And,
okay.
You know, even if it's not a 3 or a 7, there's still chemicals in there that you don't know what's mm-hmm. in there. So it's always a good idea just grab a regular plate.
Okay.
We get so used to the convenience and the wonderful things that have, you know, made our lives easier in the technological age. Maybe some of them aren't the best for our health.
Well, okay. And a lot of us put our leftovers in, you know, some kind of plastic container, and then you're right. You just stick it in there instead of putting it on the plate first, which is what I'm going to start doing. Thank you.
Dr. Reefsteck is on the phone with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Reefsteck, we've been talking about how BPA, the chemicals that come from plastics, can kind of sabotage weight loss and can kind of just mess up the body a little bit.
Yep, and it's not just the BPA. It's stuff that's found in, you know, everyday things. Some things you can avoid and some things you can't. Things like pesticides and things that are used on farms and on our, you know, on our food before mm-hmm. they get to us, you can't avoid. You can wash and you can, you know, prepare foods the way you normally do to try and avoid that. But things like the plastics, like BPA, that you get in the food packaging, you can try to avoid. Like, for instance, I don't use those water bottles. I have a case sitting next to my desk here. I don't drink out of them anymore, even though they have the right number on them. I have an aluminum water bottle that I just fill up out of the tap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how I avoid that. The other thing that you can do is think about every time you go to the meat counter and you go to the case and you grab your, you know, ground beef out of the case, you move on with your shopping excursion.
Mm-hmm.
All of that plastic that it's wrapped in, it's designed to keep it fresh, but it also can have some of those chemicals in it. You need to make good friends with your butcher. Is the bottom line. Go talk to the butcher. Get your cuts of meats directly from them. Sometimes it's a little more expensive. Sometimes it's not. You get exactly how much you want. You don't have to get the prepackaged kind, and it's going to come in butcher's paper, so you don't have to deal with that plastic.
So that the little plastic tip that you gave us before, where you can turn it over and look for a triangle, and if the number 3 or 7 is in the triangle, then you're getting BPA. Is that the same case with your meat? Can you turn over that packaging and find that little triangle there?
You can't, because it's going to be mostly in the plastic wrap.
Oh.
Unless it comes in a package that actually has one of those triangles on the bottom, which most of those are, I think, foam.
Mm-hmm.
So you're stuck there. But, you know, it's just, in general, a good idea to make good friends with your butcher. You're going to get better meat anyway,
mm-hmm.
And that way you can avoid the plastic. Other
okay.
things, like looking for those numbers on like shower curtains and air fresheners and trying to avoid the nonstick pans, because anytime you have a nonstick pan that has any scratches or blemishes in it, in the actual pan that touches your food, some of that stuff is going to get off into your food, and they don't really quite understand that that's a different chemical, with a long name that we abbreviate PFOA, but that actually can potentially lead to obesity later in life, because it is, again, one of those obesogens.
Mm.
And these are all things that affect the thyroid gland and the pancreas and stuff like that, that are just a good idea to avoid.
Jeez.
So,
yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got nonstick pans with scratches. That's for sure.
Everybody does. Yeah. So it's best to avoid them, or try to, you know, cook a little bit differently, use different pans, or definitely be real careful about how you use your nonstick pans. Make sure you're using things that aren't going to scratch them.
Well, is it better to use cast iron, or is it better to use something different?
It is. Yeah, it's better to use cast iron. It's more annoying. Once you get the pan seasoned, they're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a little bit easier, but, you know, in the beginning, it's a little more tedious because, you know, it's not as easy because they're just going to stick. But,
right.
You know, things like that. The wild fish, buying wild fish instead of farm-raised fish, trying to buy meat products that are hormone-free and antibiotic-free. Some of these things are a little bit more difficult. You will you'll be happier in the long run, because you won't be sabotaging yourself with all those chemicals.
Oh. Well, this is a food for thought. Wow. I mean, really, I just a lot to try and take in here, but, I mean, maybe just if you're looking for something to do immediately, just a quick change would be to not drink out of the plastic water bottle anymore, and then work on the pans, and then maybe try to get the I'm trying to figure out, I don't even know my butcher's name, so
right.
I'm gonna have to, I don't know, how do we bribe that's a good way to bribe a butcher. What do you do? Because obviously you know yours, Dr. Reefsteck.
You just get there when they're open. Usually I'm shopping later at night, so I'm out of luck, so I have to go when I know they're around, and just go back and kind of make a plan for my meals, which I've been doing a lot more lately anyway.
Okay.
Plan out your meals for the week and think, all right, this is going to be chicken day, this is going to be pork day, and then just load up your freezer and fridge.
Okay. Hey, it was great talking with you, Dr. Reifstek,
and we
look forward to next week.
Me too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Dr. Brent Reifstek there, pediatrician with Carl Foundation Physicians. And it is 121 on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.